Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chinelo Buanu, Senior MCH Epidemiologist at the Georgia Department of Public Health. I have no relationships to disclose. Like we already know, breastfeeding has child and maternal health benefits, as well as economic and environmental benefits. Specifically, there are benefits of high-quality employer support for breastfeeding employees, such as better retention of experienced workers, higher employee morale, greater loyalty and productivity, reduction in absenteeism and sick leave, and lower health care and health insurance costs. In spite of these benefits, work-related issues have been cited as reasons for non-initiation and early cessation of breastfeeding. A previous study I conducted using Arkansas Prams data for 2000 to 2003 revealed that the second most common reason for not initiating breastfeeding was going back to work or school. To address this issue, for the first time, the Healthy People 2020 goals include an objective to address worksite breastfeeding support. MICH 22 aims at increasing the proportion of employers that have lactation support programs. A national baseline of 25% exists, with a target of 38% by 2020. However, no baseline exists for Georgia. Fortunately, since 1999, Georgia has had a law requiring employers to provide daily unpaid time for a mother to express breast milk for her infant child. In addition, like we heard from the previous speaker, in 2010, Section 7 of the Fair Labor Standards Act was amended to include the provision of pumping breaks for nursing mothers to express breast milk in a private place other than the restroom during the child's first year of life. This law applied to employers of 50-plus employees. However, employers with less than 50 employees are not automatically exempt, but have to show that compliance will lead to undue hardship. Therefore, the study aims are 1. To determine the baseline proportion of lactation support programs in Georgia among major employers, and 2. To examine the level of support provided and associated factors. After a thorough review of the literature, we developed a survey instrument which was piloted twice. The final instrument had 22 questions, including an open-ended question, and took about 5 minutes to complete. Questions on the survey instrument covered company characteristics, policies, and facilities. We employed the services of a marketing research institute to fill the survey from July to December 2013. Our target was employers with 50-plus employees, and in those businesses, we targeted human resources staff persons. So this is just a flow chart for the sample size. The marketing institute that we contracted with had about 14,900 employers with 50-plus employees in their database. We took a random sample of about 30%, making 4,717. Of these, 2,262 had missing or inappropriate email addresses. We selected 50% of those randomly to complete paper surveys, and of that number, 210 completed paper surveys. Out of the 30% that was randomly chosen, 2,455 had appropriate email addresses, so we invited all of them to participate via email, and of these, 51 completed the survey via email. There was an additional 19 that completed the survey by phone, making a total number of 280 respondents. Following the review of the literature, we created a breastfeeding friendliness index using variables known to be important components of comprehensive worksite lactation support. For example, for lactation room type, those with a dedicated lactation room score 3, those with a floating room score 2, other 1, and none 0. Other factors that made up the breastfeeding friendliness index were availability of paid maternity leave, availability of one or more return to work policies, provision of breastfeeding accommodations that allows the woman to breastfeed on site, availability of work breaks for pumping, presence of workplace education or clinical support, agreement with the statement, my company is supportive of breastfeeding, and availability of breast pumps. The maximum score for the breastfeeding friendly index was 10. This is an example of a dedicated lactation room. The Georgia Department of Public Health recently renovated this lactation room, which is located on the second floor of our building. The new lactation room has 3 pumping stations with a hospital-grade breast pump at each station. Each station has artwork, a desk, a comfortable chair, and a table lamp. There is a refrigerator and microwave in the room. It costs about $35,000 to renovate the room, with a monthly maintenance cost of $20. In addition, our lactation support program supplies all new moms with Symphony pump kits, carry bags, steam bags, and breastfeeding bottle kits for free. I had the privilege of being one of the pioneer users of this room while breastfeeding my last child, Olivia. Using SARS 9.2, we conducted descriptive analysis. We also conducted a bivariable analysis using the breastfeeding friendliness index, which was categorized as low, medium, and high as the outcome. Multinomial logistic regression, adjusting for company characteristics, was also conducted. I will now share some of the results of our study. 280 businesses responded with a response rate of 7.6%. The median business size was 90 employees, ranging from 2 to 80,000 employees. We also categorized businesses as small, mid-sized, and large. Most of the businesses in our sample were mid-sized. The median number of years the businesses had been in existence was 30 years, with a range of 2 to 200 years. We also categorized years in existence as less than or equal to 30 or more than 30 years. About 40% of businesses in our sample had been in existence for more than 30 years. This figure shows that about 17% of businesses had a dedicated lactation room, whereas 33% had none. The breastfeeding friendliness index ranged from 0 to 10, with a mode and median of 4, and a mean of 4.43. In the bivariable analysis, there was a significant association between the breastfeeding friendliness index and 3 factors, namely business size, the size of the city the business was located in, and the proportion of female employees who were employed full-time. Even after adjusting for the company characteristics shown on this slide, the significant associations that we saw in the bivariable analysis remained. Businesses with 500 or more employees had more than 6 times the odds of having a higher breastfeeding friendliness index compared to small businesses. Businesses located in cities with a population of 100,000 or more had more than twice the odds of having a higher breastfeeding friendliness index when compared to businesses located in smaller cities. In addition, compared to businesses with less than 10% of their female employees working full-time, businesses with 26 to 50% of their female employees working full-time had more than 4 times higher odds of having a higher breastfeeding friendliness index. In summary, about 50% of sampled businesses met the Fair Labor Standards Act of having a space other than a restroom for breast milk expression. However, less than 1/5 of sampled businesses had a dedicated space. About 23% of sampled businesses had a high breastfeeding fairness index. Business size, city size, and proportion of full-time female employees were associated with breastfeeding friendliness. Our findings related to business size are similar to the 2009 Employee Benefits Survey conducted by the Society for Human Resources Management. This study is the first of its kind in Georgia. It has also contributed to providing the baseline proportion of employers with a lactation support program. However, our study is not without limitations. There was a low response rate. As a result, the findings of this study are not generalizable to all businesses in Georgia. Due to the low response rate, there's also the limitation of a non-response bias, which we have been unable to quantify. Findings from this study will help with targeting businesses for technical assistance in developing state-of-the-art lactation rooms. We also plan to recognize businesses with a breastfeeding friendliness index of 7 or greater by giving them certificates, placards, or door hangers. I would like to appreciate my co-authors. Thank you for being attentive.